Oh, hey, I'm on. How are you, the Benzinga Nation? My name is Christopher Yule. I am so grateful to be here with you today. We're going to be looking at backtesting a bunch of stocks, as many as we can fit in on today's episode. So I need you to do me a favor. In the chat box right now, let's make sure it works. I want you to put in your very favorite stock of the week, the one that you are so proud of, the one that you're already bragging to your friends saying, yeah, I'm the next Warren Buffett because of this guy right here. And then I also want you to put in the one that took your lunch money, the one where you're like, I traded this, but I don't want anybody to know. I want you to put in both of those two stocks, if you don't mind. And when we get back, we will start talking about my market analysis and get into all of this backtesting that you came here for on today's episode of Live Trading and Backtesting.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. I have three special free gifts for you over at 10MinuteStockTrader.com. That's the Triple Stock Profits ebook you can get for free. That's a Bullish Power cheat sheet that you can get for free. And if that wasn't enough, at the brand new web class, How to Easily Discover Proven Backtested 100% Plus Winners, that is for free as well. You can get these three free gifts, all yours, at 10MinuteStockTrader.com. The Triple Stock Profits ebook, the free web class, and the Bullish Power cheat sheet. And all you got to do is go to 10MinuteStockTrader.com.
Markets are people. People are predictable. Outlier can show you how to track market fear and greed with artificial intelligence on over 1,300 of the largest market cap names. Visit Outlier.com to learn more. That's OVTLYR.com. They have a free pilot program for the rest of 2021 that you can get access to right now at OVTLYR.com. That's OVTLYR.com.
Hey, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you'll be notified every time we give you more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter every single week. Well, hello. Thank you so much for coming. I am seeing the comments start rolling through. If you haven't already done that, make sure you put in the one that you are so proud of and also the one that took your lunch money. Let's talk about it. Let's backtest these guys. So I want to first go into my perspective of what's going on in the market. And hang on, I'm clicking the buttons, but nothing's happening, Mitch. What's happening here? Oh, I didn't add it to the stream. That's my bad. Okay. All right. So we're going to look at the market. And we're going to look first at the SPY. So what I've got drawn here is probably the same range that you saw, right? There was a lot of back and forth in this channel right here. I am not one to trade on chart formations, but this was a clear sign that there was a lot of mixed emotions going on with the market. People couldn't decide if they were ready to buy or if they were ready to sell. So we bounced around in this for a long time. And actually, on this line right here, November 19th was the last day I traded until yesterday. Yesterday, I put on some new trades, and we can talk about that too. But what kept me out of the market during this time was the market breadth. One of the key factors that I look for whenever I'm trading, in fact, I have this all in a PowerPoint that I use every day inside the 10-minute trading room, is the market. I look at three core factors here. The first is the S&P 500 moving averages. Is the 10-day over the 20-day exponential moving average? And then is the price over the 50-day? Let's take a look at that. For me, that's the blue line being the 10-day, the black line being the 20-day, and then finally the red line being the 50-day. So the blue is over the black, and price is still over the red. So yeah, this is still a bullish posture. Now looking on, I use a company called FinClub. They use artificial intelligence data to give you a real leg up on the market. And in this, yesterday was a green light, but today said, hey, listen, today is not the day to be going long. But because it was green yesterday, I was like, all right, cool. Let's go ahead and get in. But then the thing that got me and I was so excited about was we finally had the market breadth come back into town. Now, it had been building the last couple of weeks, and this is seen on the MMFI indicator. It's a little bit obscure. It's kind of hard to find, but once you find it, if you use nothing else,
but saying I'm looking to go long when it's above 50. I'm looking to go short if it's below 50. This really helps me more than almost anything out there, because this filter was the only thing that was helping keep me out of the market. There were times when the market was bullish. There were times when FinClub was bullish, but because we did not have the market breadth, the percent of stocks above their 50-day moving average, I held out. And because of that, I held a lot of cash for a long time, which honestly, if you are a trader who feels like you have to at all times be trading, nah, you're not in this for the long game. If you chickened out, or if I chickened out, call what you say. I have the most paper hands that are in this market. And I will tell you, the best traders in the world, the ones that I learned from, also have the most paper hands in this market. Do you know why? Just wondering for a second here. Risk and losses compound against you faster than any sort of gains. Let's just take this at a really simple level here. If you have $100 in your account or $100,000 in your account, doesn't matter, and you get a 10% gain, that takes you up to 110. Okay? Awesome. But if you have a 10% loss, you're now back to 99. Losses work against you faster than gains. It's exactly the same if you were to look at a chart, right? If the chart goes up 14,000%, right? Like you saw AMC, like you saw in SPACs and all that stuff last year. That's awesome. But you could go down 50% from that point and wipe out most of those losses, or wipe out most of all the gains just like that. Yeah, there is no excuse whatsoever to be diamond hands anything. Hey, you want me to show you an example of diamond hands? There was this one stock called AMC, which should be called AM crap at this point. Look at this thing. You want to diamond hands that? Go ahead. Well, I'll be on the other side of the field not trading this. I'll keep my cash and enjoy it. I'll take my family out to lunch. I'll live the good life, and you can paper hands that shit all the way to the ground. Pardon my language. Welcome. All right. Let's do this. I do have one trade on right now. I want to talk about it. So in my trading process, I have a very, very systematized process here, where I start with the chart, or start with the market, look at the charts, look at the relative strength, look at the back test, look at liquidity. Yesterday, I put on two trades, one being UPS and one being NUE. And like I said, this is the first time I've traded since November 19th. It's been like 6 weeks. NUE had a fantastic blow up of a day. UPS did pull back, did contract, and I did get out of it. My exit point was 1/2 ATR, which is the average true range from my entry point. I kept my risk really tight. Remember we just talked about that? Keep your risk exceptionally tight so that your losers are really small and your winners are really big. Now, I don't know how long NUE is going to stay in my portfolio, but it's there today and it was there yesterday. And I may hold this for weeks. It's only once it starts to turn around will I get out. And look at this big volume confirmation here. So yeah, that's what I have in my portfolio right now. One stock. And while I would love to be in more, I'm not a swing trader. I'm not a day trader. I'm an opportunist. And when the opportunity comes along, I will be there. But until I can get my market lined up first, then the charts and the relative strength and backtest liquidity, all that in line, I will gladly sit on cash. And I hope you do the same too. So we have lots of people who have joined. Lots of people I'd love to say hi to. Brendo has a couple names here. Perfect. Lumos, Vintage. Oh, you guys are awesome. Money Mitch has got a couple that he wants to talk about. The Square, yeah. And Ivan, Doc and Dave, you got a couple things. Look, I love you, man. Don't take it personal. Super SPAC Man. Okay, we got a ton of them. Money Mitch, yeah, sorry. I think it's more important to be honest than to try and posture, okay? That's what it what should go on here. Tiza, Tesla, LOL. I got a ha 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 from Jim. You got an elbow cough. I don't know what that means. Maybe that was a dab. I don't know. don't do diamond hands. Dylan says, what's up, Money Mitch? He's working in the background. He's helping me out here. Yeah, you guys are awesome. And yeah, do not catch falling knives. Absolutely. Okay. So let's get to the show. Let's get to talking about the audience requests and start backtesting these guys. So first off, you guys are awesome for coming today and for putting all of your stocks in the chat. Jaren says, hello from New York. Well, hello from Texas. Who would have thought? All right. I'm going to start at the top. I'm going to work my way down. I'm going to do a couple things for you here. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to click my strategy tester. When I go inside strategy tester, I'm going to nail this out for you. This is exactly how we trade every single day in the 10-minute trading room. And I'm going to show you step by step how to set up a back test. Then we'll discuss the results on each one. So I'm going to look at the daily candles and I'm going to look at 1,000 candles. I like 1,000 candles because that gives you about 4 years of data. And that's not too far where you're taking into account something from 1987. I mean, it's very possible you weren't born even in 1987. So why are we going to look at 1987 data? To me, that's irrelevant. I want to know what's happened over the last few years. Okay. Then we are going to look at long only. If you do see one that you want to talk about that's short, I do have to rearrange this setup here, which is fine, but just call out that it is short. So we're going to be adding a parameter. I'm going to keep this so basic. I'm going to say condition, price. So the price today, how does this look on the close? Is it greater than an indicator? I really love the 10-day exponential moving average. Like that's my go-to. In fact, give me a second here. I'm going to clean off everything except for that, the 200 and the 50. I keep the 50. Okay. So we're only looking at the 10. Hang on. I'm going to try to find something that's clean. AMC, is this clean on here? Yeah, it's fine. Okay. So the 10 is the blue line. The 50 is the red line. The 200 is the green line. Okay. So we're only going to enter when it's above the 10. Next, add a script, condition, price, close, because I only trade the close. And really, you should only trade the close too. How many times, think about this for a second. How many times have you got into a stock early on in the day, only for the bottom to fall out later on? That happened a lot recently, especially with this sideways market we had to deal with. So yeah, be extra careful with that. Personally, I only trade in the last half hour of the day. So price less than indicator of 10. Okay, so to recap, we're going to have one strategy. It's going to be entering when price is above the 10-day and exiting when the price is below the 10-day. Perfect example right there. So when we do that and we click run, we will get some results. Now, as you know, AMC has been kind of crazy over the last couple of years. The number we want to focus on is this one in the middle of the screen. In fact, let me make this bigger here. We're going to focus on this number here. This is the number that says, hey, I don't have control over the stock. We know this. The stock is up 83% over the last 1,000 candles. But if I followed this strategy, I would have a cumulative return of 647%, which is pretty amazing. So that's the number we focus on. Remember, the 83%, this number here, we have no control over whatsoever. This is only the last 1,000 candles. If you were to throw a dart 1,000 candles ago to today, this number here are the actual backtested results following a strategy, which you have control over. All right, Brendo, you're up first, Brendo. Teaser. Oh, that one hurts. I don't know this one, but I know it has a negative 81% return on this strategy. It also has gone down 94% since inception. I don't know much about this stock, but I know I'm staying away from it. So yeah, be extra, extra careful on that one, Brendo. Maybe you're going short. I don't know. Let's do Neo. I think they had news today. Was it that one today or was it the other one? There was some EV manufacturer that had news today. Oh, here we go. This is a cool one. So when it is valid, because this will come off tomorrow because it closed under the 10. When it's valid, you will actually see the backtest projection out on the chart. And I love that. I base a lot of information on this. So NEO, 380% following their strategy. Now the stock's up 416%, but like I said, we can't control the stock price. Remember, go back to AMC. It was up 83%, and the strategy was up like 600%. So yeah, very, very good one there. Good job, Brendo. Lumos. Oh, wait, no, that's your name. New. Hey, I have new. You read my mind? Yeah, as you can see, this is one that I really, 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 really like. I like enough that it's one that I own at the moment. Yeah. 96% cumulative following that strategy. You and I are on the same page there, Lumos. DDS. Dillard's. I don't know what's going on with Dillard's, but I do know that they had a crazy run between October and November. I don't know what happened there. I guess my mom, you know, she's 76 years old. I guess she's shopping there because that's her favorite store. But yeah, Dillard's has an 84% cumulative return following this strategy. And it did close below it today, but there's your back test projection. Nice one there, Lumos. Vintage has SE with bad. I traded, God, those notes on there, that line I drew on that. When did I draw on that? That was my birthday, February 19th, 2021. That's the last time I traded it. Yeah, this one is, how should I phrase this? I saw this one because I saw it was on Kathy Woods's list, which, let's go back to ARK real quick, which I've heard has been, that was a bad day for ARK. How much was it down today? Oh, it's down 7% today. Oh, yeah, I traded SE way back when I saw that that was a holding by Kathy Woods over ARK. Whew. Okay, let's go back to SE. Off topic there, sorry. 376%. It's really good on the last 1,000 candles. But that is not the case at the moment. Not only is it below its 10, and it's been below its 10 for a while. So if you followed this strategy, you would have gotten out basically at this point and avoided all that move. And this would have been your next entry point. But I wouldn't have even touched that under the 200-day. In fact, if you follow a strategy like this, which I can't emphasize enough, follow a strategy. Just don't blindly buy a stock. Like, have a reason that you're buying the stock. You would have saved the stock going down by 39%. Absolutely. Vintage, I appreciate you so much sharing that. And PayPal. All right, so this one also closed under it today, but you can see the projection if it had kept going. This one shows a 62% cumulative return. That is nothing at all to be upset about. A 62% following this strategy. Here's one thing to keep in mind. When you follow strategy, right? Occasionally you'll get chopped up, okay? But you also know that when it closes below, when your strategy has been invalidated, your strategy is to close. Don't sit there hoping and hoping, holding and hoping that it's going to come back. If this was your strategy, today was your exit point. But that's all right. Vintage, I really appreciate you. The Mr. Mitch himself, CLF. Ooh, baby. That's a good one. Cleveland Cliffs. I don't even know what CLF is. Material stocks. Oh, yeah. NUE is a material stock, too. Okay. Look at this, son. This is a good one. This is a great example of why we do back tests. Okay. So entering above the 10-day, closing below the 10-day. Mr. Money Mitch could have gotten in around here. But if he had waited a couple days until it crossed the 200, that's what I would have done. So I would have got in around here. And you can ride this for as long as it goes. My favorite quote came from Michael Covell's trend following book. He says, you can get in on a stock anytime. If it's going to go from 5 to 100, you don't know. But you can see that it's left 5 and it's going into orbit, okay? Just like this one here. You can get on at any point as long as you know where you're going to get out. For me personally, I set half an ATR as my risk. So if the ATR, if the average true range, which is the daily fluctuations, if it's $5, my exit point, my stop loss is half of that point. I didn't make this up. This came from the trend follower royalty of the Turtle Traders. That's where I learned it from. You put in a half ATR stop and you can get in at any point as it's going up the stairs. So this is a great trade, Mitch. I love this one. Cumulative return of 35.62%. Nothing to complain about. Now, square, skew. Okay, now the opposite.
Hey, I'm just going to jump in here really quickly, Chris. One question in the chat, I think it's a great one to answer. Jared Scully just asked, do you trade mainly based off of daily charts?
Absolutely, 100%. I have one criteria that is intraday, and that is the 12-minute chart. So, in fact, my friend Brian Shannon, you may know him on Twitter. He's the Anchored VWAP guy. He and I have had a couple of conversations, and one of the things he talked about was if you are going to look at a price chart, you need to break it down into equal periods. Because if you look at, there are 390 minutes in a trading day. So if you break it down and do hourly charts, there's like 5 full hours and then half hour or 6, one of the two. Math is not, you know, an exact science, but the point is that you need equal bars. And with a 12 and a half minute bar, you can get equal bars. The only reason that I look at a 12 minute chart is literally just to make sure at the end of the day that it is still bullish and is not coming back down to where the trend is blowing out at the end of the day. That's the only reason I do anything 12 minute. And that shows right here on my charts. Excellent question. But yeah, I base everything on a daily chart. Let's go through here. Donk and Dave, back to us fast. 121% following the strategy, and it's currently valid. I love that. And you've got some risk. In fact, you've got some room. One of the things that traders don't understand until they really like embrace trading is that you put on a trade and you have to give it room to run. Right? Like imagine if you were on the starting line and the starting gun went off, you need to let it go. It may come back a little bit. It may figure out which way it's going to go. But at some point, if it does have a trend, if it is going to work, it's going to start running and it's going to go and it's going to go and it's going to follow this back test. Hopefully. We can't guarantee that. But you have to give it that little bit of wiggle room just to make sure that it is going to work. So yeah, this is a great one. I love this one. You were set to buy 4 calls at 117. Oh yeah, I like that strategy. I like in the money, deep in the money calls. That's how we trade in the 10-minute trading room. 117 being down here. So you're not paying much extrinsic value. I like that. With a 45-day expiration date, okay. What would it be worth now? I don't know. I mean, if you calculated that, the value, I mean, we can look at that, the price of it. It'd be $22 in the money, which is really good. But you chickened out. Okay, I see what you were saying earlier. Yeah. Duncan Dave, hey man, listen, take my rant is what it was. I appreciate you. It happens. Happens to all of us. Microsoft. Let's take a look at Microsoft. No, it's not testing. It's 50 day. It's gone. I use the exponential moving average. It might be testing. It's simple. In fact, give me a second here. Change this one, this lime green to a 50 day. Yeah, it's well past its 50 day. That lime green is the 50 day simple. The red is 50 day exponential. Neither one of those are good. All right, so here's my opinion on Microsoft. Microsoft's a great company. Now's not the time to be buying it. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't matter what's going on. The price is going down. That's what matters. When price is going up, yeah, let's take a look at it. Let's talk about it. But when price is going down, how much has it gone down in the last week? 8.7% in the last week. This is one I would avoid until it comes back. But the back test is still good. 26% back test on that. So yeah, has a lot. I'm going to have to run here in a minute. I got to get my kid to the doctor. He got sent home from school because he has COVID symptoms. So I have a hard exit right at 3:30 Central Time. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to go through these comments. We're going to talk about them real quick. And then we will be on our way to everybody having a fantastic afternoon. Okay. Hi, Chris. How about the Moo? Let's take a look at Moo. How about the Moo? Mike. Oh, yikes. Negative 41%. It's a valid backtest right now, but that return says that this strategy is not for the Moo. I would skip that. But hey, you know what? You never know until you test it. Let's see. No, I'm not a scalper. I only trade in the last hour, half hour of the day. We do that inside of the 10-minute trading room, which you can join us every day if you feel like it. The best way to learn about that is at 10minutestocktrader.com. I am a trend trader. Exactly. The Mr. Mitch has said it right. But I also have filter and criteria, right? The basic trend trading has only one criteria, and that's price going up or price going down. I throw a little bit of extra on top of it, and that helps me because I don't have to worry as much when market breadth is showing that now is not the time to get in, and then you got to fight the choppy wave right here. So yeah, absolutely trend trading. I really wish I had the time to get through all this. I love the show. You're the man, Chris. No. You, Tiny Pie Media, you're the man. I appreciate you so much. Isaac, this dude is one of my my friends, actually. He's one of the hashtag 10-minute stock traders that come and hang out every day with us. Isaac, thank you so much for coming on today, dude. I'm so glad you could make it. All right. Now, before I go, I have one ask for you, and that's to do this. If you found this useful, I want you to right now go over to your YouTube search bar and type in 10-minute stock trader. That is going to get you over to our YouTube channel. And we have over 600 podcast episodes that probably have all the answers that you're looking for somewhere in there. We do new episodes 3 days a week, pretty similar to this. And I've interviewed some of the greatest traders in the entire world, including my friend, Mark Minervini. You may know Mark, you may not, but he and I were texting today. He's going to be the 2021 US Investing Champion. And I was texting him today saying, hey, Mark, how are those results? And he's like, they're being audited right now. We should know really soon if he is officially the winner. So yeah, thank you guys for coming and joining us on today's live trading and backtesting. Go over your YouTube search bar real quick, type in 10-minute stock trader. You'll see me smiling back at you. And I would love to join you every single day. And you know what? My friend Money Mitch, he's coming up next. So I'm going to hand this off to him. And thank you so much for tuning in to today's live trading and backtesting. You guys are awesome. You came through clutch with all these names, and I got an opportunity to share some of the things that we're looking at every single day. And I hope to see you on the next episode. Talk next week.
Okay, so what'd you think? That was pretty incredible, right?
I have three special free gifts for you over at 10minutestocktrader.com. That's the Triple Stock Profits ebook you can get for free. That's a Bullish Power cheat sheet that you can get for free. And if that wasn't enough, at the brand new web class, How to Easily Discover Proven Backtested 100% Plus Winners, that is for free as well. You can get these three free gifts, all yours, at 10minutestocktrader.com. The Triple Stock Profits ebook, the free web class, and the Bullish Power cheat sheet. And all you got to do is go to 10minutestocktrader.com.
Hey, if you like this video, let me know by leaving me a like below, and then subscribe and share it with somebody you think could use it as well. Be sure to comment below with your biggest takeaway from this episode and any suggestions you have for future episodes. And finally, make sure you watch these other videos to help you trade faster and trade smarter, and I'll see you on the next episode.
10minutestocktrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule, through his content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform. For more information, please visit 10MinuteStockTrader.com/legal. And thanks for stopping by.